email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Jason Byrne joins us in studio, and he's just got a text from...
Well, it's Lin-Manuel, isn't it? Really?
Lin-Manuel.
But I was actually telling you, you know.
So we've got a text from Lin-Manuel.
Okay, like, first. Okay,
Miranda,
so this is the
creator of Hamilton.
Yeah, I know, because I wanted to go. Right. No, this is the weird thing.
Right. Go on.
So I know. See, Lin's an old friend of mine, right? So he worked in Melbourne and he worked in Edinburgh, right? And he was in a group called Freestyle Love Supreme. Right, this is real. And he was on before me, and he was on there with Anthony, and him and Anthony would be, that's what he is. He's an improv rapper.
Right.
So you can give him anything. Give him a topic and he can rap about it. Like, just give him three words, he can rap them into it. He's brilliant. And him and Anthony, and there'd be Bill on music. And Bill who went on to be the musical director of Sesame Street. I mean, this whole thing is insane, right? So and Shockwave was their beatbox fella, who goes, boom, right? So they were all on, right? Yeah. And I knew them for years, right? And there's even footage of me and the lads in a circle all rapping with Lynn and all. And then we lost touch with Lynn for a bit, and I was doing... a show in Madrid, right? And he was there, and he had just finished the thing called Into the Heights, which is a show that he did. And he said it was just off Broadway, and then next thing he heard, it was on Broadway. All so right. Then he went off again, and then I didn't hear from him. I was doing stuff, and I was in London, and I got a text from Lynn, and Lynn said, I'm so bad with fame and all. I'm too normal. I would be the worst. If I was mega famous, I'd be the worst fella ever.
Right.
So Lynn goes, I'm in London, Jason. This is like, you know, the start of all this. He says, can I come and see you? Because he loves my stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, yeah. And him and his wife are coming. And backstage then, you know, and I was going, so what are you up to? And he goes, what? I said, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I was a musical. I went, oh, you're Into the Heights? He goes, nah, it's another one. And it's Hamilton. And I went, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't know what it was, right? I went, yeah, yeah. I thought he was in it. I thought he was like a background.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. In the chorus.
He held me by both my shoulders and went, you know, I've written Hamilton. And I went, what? He goes, it's all over the... I says, where were you? He goes, I was in Andrew Lloyd Webber's house today. This is insane. And then that was it. Like, Lynn is just my mate.
Your
from
bestie.
New York that I know for years.
And he came to see you in Edinburgh.
He came, oh my God, Ray, it's so embarrassing. He came to see me in Edinburgh. Is it embarrassing or just Irish people? Do you reckon like Liam Neeson and all are all rubbish at being famous, and Bono just like, gee, I didn't know that, right? He came to Edinburgh this year because I was just doing the Edinburgh Festival, which was great fun. And I got a message and Lynn goes, I'm coming to Edinburgh. I went, oh, brilliant. So he came in and he said, I'm going to bring, can I get four tickets because I want to bring my American friends? And I went, yeah. Right? So in my dressing room, right, there was an act called Swamp-esque, which was a burlesque Shrek show, which was brilliant, right? I hope they bring it here. Oh, yeah, I know.
A burlesque Shrek show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. So a late night, not for the kids, right? Tossles on everything. Right. And that moved. Male, female, anything, all the different sections.
And you shared the dressing room with
them. Yeah, yeah. I had to walk through, but it was great crack. Yeah, I mean, they'd be sitting on the ground just sticking things on things.
Okay.
And they're going, right, Jace, you're going to have a good show. Right? They used to say, chuck us. So, anyway, I did the show. And first of all, what happened that night was that Lynn said, could he rap the end of my show? As in, like, rap, as in boom, bucket, joom, bucket.
Yeah.
So Lynn got up and he did I did my hour, and then he kind of, summarised the whole hour. And people were all just kind of working out who they were looking at. Then they were
Did you not say, here's Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. But they just didn't believe me because I'm always messing on stage. And they all went, oh my God, that is Lin. And then Lin did his doom, bucket, and I posted it up, whatever. But then he came backstage with his American friends. Oh my God. And he came back with his American friends. I thought he's American friend. I didn't recognize her. And all the Shrek people were just, the jaws were on the ground. And I thought, yeah, that's Lynn. It's Lynn. And they're going, well, yeah, we know Lynn, but I can't believe she's there.
Who?
I don't know. That was the thing.
Oh, right.
But I did know.
Right.
So I'm telling, really good at telling stories. I'm drawing you in there, Ray. And she went, hi, I'm America. And I went, you're American. Yes. And she went, no, my name is America. And then Lynn went, Jason, that's America Ferreira. And I went, what? And he went, Ugly Betty. And I went, oh, just had the main part in Barbie. I went, oh! And I did the Irish thing. I went, I know that. I knew. Of course I know that. I really
didn't know.
And so I went for a drink afterwards and just had to apologise to America.
to apologize to America. I know.
Did you? But that's mad.
Yeah. But obviously he loves you because of that, all of that.
Yeah. We have great fun with him.
Yeah.
He loves, because I do so, so much.
Where we started, he just texts you.
He just texts me in the hallway there.
To tell you Hamilton is in Dublin, because he knows that you wouldn't know.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I've been busy trying to get ready for my tour.
And, can you go up to the box office in Borgosh and show them the text from Lin-Manuel Miranda and go, let me in?
Well, I don't think that's going to work. In fact, here's a very old story. Mike Myers had a drink with us a long time ago.
Oh, come on.
Come on, this is great. This is great.
Now,
this is funny. Me and Paddy Courtney, Bob Riley, we went to see Chemical Brothers. We're in a VIP section. Mike Myers was sitting on his own, right? And he said, can I sit with yous? I want to learn how to do a Dublin accent. And the movie was just on RTE recently. Just that the Dublin movie that he was in, where he plays a Dublin, a Dubliner. He was brilliant.
What's the name of it?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, at the end, he said, oh my God, guys, he said, listen, if you ever go to Beverly Hills, go to this club and ask for my name and you can get in. And we were like, yeah. So three Paddies are going to go to Beverly Hills and go, Mike Myers said we'd be. And he literally went, oh my God, I never thought of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no, I can't go up with me text from Lynn. They'd be like, yeah, okay, Jason, can you move to the side? I go, no, he's my friend.
He asked him to take a call sometime. We'd love to chat to him. We were at Hamilton the other night. It is spectacularly good.
I know it is good, yeah. I've never seen it live, so I've only seen it on the Disney or whatever it was.
I couldn't add to anything that's been written about it. It's just, you run out of superlatives when you're talking about Hamilton. It's just...
Yeah, is it just top?
It's just top.
What could be the Irish version start of to finish. It? The famine or something? Musical famine?
Well, John Spillane has written an opera. Yeah. It's quite amazing. Actually.
Is it like rap?
There's rap in it.
Yeah. Is there really?
There's rap in it, yes.
Is that out?
Yeah, it's out. It's out, just audio. You know, so he hopes that eventually it'll be a production.
Oh my God.
Would you ever write a musical?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't realise you could make so much money. Right. I was like, because Phil McIntyre is my production, my production, lovely man. He's great fun, right? And he was a musical, like he did music as from A to Z. So he's all like, he's friends with everybody. He got Roger Taylor to write We Will Rock You. He got Paul Whitehouse to do Only Fools and Horses. He's just been involved with John Cleese doing the Fawlty Towers remake.
Right.
And he looks at me and goes, Jason, come on. Just make me a musical and stick it on. I went, okay. So I have an idea, but it'll have to be Irish though, you know?
Yeah, but like, what I know. You can ask Lynn for advice, he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, we'll get Lynn to put his American rap into ours. I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, but Lynn is he's always been music. Do you know what I mean? I'm not music. I could probably write it and then get someone to do the music.
Yeah, you need a partner in crime.
That's what I could do. Because like, you know, what's his name? Our other friend did, Tim Minchin.
Oh yes.
Did a Matilda musical. But he plays the piano. So I can't play.
He's very funny.
It's a pity. The only thing I can play is the African harp, but it's not here. It's not here anymore. So it's a shame. It's a shame.
Cora. So best-selling act at Edinburgh again this year.
I know, Ray. Can't stop. I can't. I can't take it. All the stars.
And you, like, people are looking at you and going, Jason Byrne. Because you'd no show. That was the name.
The idea was, it was called, so they ask you in January, what's the name of your show for Edinburgh?
Right.
And I go, I don't have a show. I'm still doing the other one. And then I said, just call it No Show. So they called it No Show, did a poster. And I said, right, I better put some meat on this. So I just came up with a template and all the audience just fit into the show. You know what I mean? When I use them on stage or talk about them. It was just the most amazing experience. But I had some beautiful moments, right? So the thing that they love the most, because I think the world we're living in right now, people just want to see a bit of softness, a bit of niceness, a bit of a hug. I call this bit the hug in the room. So me and some punters dress up as clouds on the stage. And I ordered some clouds from a certain website that we won't mention, and the clouds came in the wrong size. But it was a cushion of a cloud. So if you imagine, I put it on my head.
You put it on your head, right?
Yeah, but okay. I cut out the face.
Oh, I see.
So one of the punters, when he had his cloud on, he said, I feel like the sun from the Teletubbies. You know, the sun in the sky.
Yes.
So that's what it kind of looks like.
Yeah.
So me and him with clouds on our heads. And the most beautiful thing was that we had to order food in a restaurant as the weather. So we would go, like, if we wanted burgers, we'd go, I would like a burger. I would do that. Right. Then it was his go, and he would go, he would have to read it, and he would go, steak and chips. I go, you just said steak and chips. So the idea was that this is the most beautiful bit, because this is what's funny about it, is I found about a week into Edinburgh that if I got an elderly gentleman, an older guy, in around their 70s, to get up on stage and be the third part, That was, this is the funniest bit. They go over to, I got this guy from Belfast. He was brilliant, right? And he, his knees were all, he could barely, he couldn't walk too well. So he says, here, I'll get you a chair. Come on. So I sat him down in front of a mic and I stuck a huge cloud on his head. They're not heavy. You know what I mean? And his lovely little face came through, right? And he, what they have to do is do the sound effects of weather while we're ordering, and it is the funniest thing ever. This guy is sitting there, right? And I said, do thunder and lightning while we order the food. And he's like, yep. I says, you ready? He goes, yeah. 800 people are looking at him. And he goes, thunder, lightning. And I went, don't say it. Do it. And he couldn't understand. But the look on his face as he watched all these people laughing at him, he loved it. Yeah. He just kept going, lightning. And they're all laughing at him. But this was what the beautiful thing was. This is what made this so special. Because this is why the show is called No Show. Because it makes it its own path.
Energy, yeah.
Creates its own path, yeah. I looked down each night and most of them had a wife with them, an old wife. And they were just looking at their husbands like in total love, like as if they were almost falling in love with them again.
Aww.
And watching them with a pillow on their head going or and people laughing. And they got back down and every single wife like patted them on the leg and hugged them or gave them a kiss.
And so that's so special, Jason.
No, but it is lovely because nobody ever gets older people up on stage. But they're the ones that are the funniest.
So you're touring again. You never stop, do you?
Well, I have to work, right?
Yeah, I know.
I got to pay for me petrol to get here.
Yeah. And your dad's play, the Paddy Llama. That's sold out.
We're doing it in Rathote, in the venue in Rathote. And it's the last two times I'll do it for a while.
Right.
And then I'll go again with it. I'll always keep working it. The old Paddy Llama.
JasonBourne.ie for the Irish dates. And you're doing a UK tour as well.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, see, it's all over. I've had Irish people nip over to Britain and watch the show. They've loved it.
And the cloud is going to be a regular
part of your
show. The
cloud is going to be in everything. And sometimes it takes 10 minutes and the record was 40 minutes.
Right.
So we had the crowd couldn't stop laughing at this fella. Just class.
JasonBourne.ie. Thanks, Jason. So if you just pass Lin-Manuel Miranda's number on to leave, that'd be great.
It's just all zeros.
Is it right?
Yeah,
no, 5555.
No, it's just all zeros. Oh. But only famous people can press the buttons.
Oh.
I'm not famous enough. So I have to wait for him to contact me.
That's it from us. Cormac's on Drive Time. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.